Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Jewel Says. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you so much. There are so many great podcasts you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one. If you don't already follow Jewel Says, please do. I'm also on Instagram, and I would appreciate it if you rated, reviewed, and shared this podcast with all your friends and frenemies. I had such a nice visit with Carrie this past weekend. Carrie, if you don't know, is my youngest of 3 daughters. You would think that I would see Carrie all the time since both of us live in Toronto, but that is not the case. Carrie lives about a half-hour drive away, if traffic conditions are perfect. And sometimes I take the subway to go see her, and it's about a 15-minute walk from the subway station down to her place, or you could take a bus, or Alan can pick me up. But we're busy. She's busier than I am, actually. So we don't see each other that often. I mean, she works so much these days, and it's not even been weeks. It's been probably a couple of years. She works so much that she's pretty much always exhausted if she's not working. Plus, she has a social life to maintain. I mean, I'm not the most fun person she knows. She has young friends her own age. She loves to have a good time. She's in demand. And every time I spend time with her, I'm reminded of why she's in such demand. Carrie not only works hard and understands how to solve problems, Carrie lights up a room. She is, I don't know, it's a je ne sais quoi. It's not as though she's even trying. She's also a great mixologist. She just comes to my house and says, what are we having to drink? Goes through the liquor cupboard and comes up with fabulous concoctions. Carrie is the party starter. And I hadn't seen her for any length of time in the past few weeks, which, you know. So, of course, on Saturday, when she messaged me with, are you home? I was thrilled that I was home and had no plans. She and her husband, Alan, came over, and of course, we immediately got the tequila out. Abe even emerged from his office, which I'm not sure he would have if Carrie and Alan hadn't dropped in. So that was nice. It forced Abe to take a break from work, too. And it's not as though we do anything special. Carrie just loves to play cards or a game. So we got the cards out, Abe poured us some drinks, and the chat began. We can chat for hours. I am a chatter. I love the chat. I live for the chat. I just love it. It'll keep me stimulated and awake, even if I'm exhausted when the chat starts. And I couldn't even tell you what we talked about the whole time. But at some point, Abe went up to bed, or he resumed working. I'm not quite sure which. He might have done a bit of column B and then column A. And Carrie and I got on the subject of BDE, or big dick energy. I don't know how. But in case you're not familiar with the term BDE, if you're my age, you probably aren't. It's kind of this charismatic confidence, but it's not arrogance. Some people exude the type of confidence that is just so appealing, so magnetic. And there's a sense of security in it. And I think that's partly what's very appealing about it. Maybe people feel that sense of security because they can relax. They know they don't need to worry about carrying the conversational ball because it will just naturally flow when you're with someone like that. They know something will happen that's fun. Unlike cockiness or arrogance, though, which I find repugnant, BDE has an element of generosity about it. I think a truly confident person is secure. They don't need to be the center of attention, but they probably are the center of attention because they're just so damn appealing. And how did the term big dick energy, I don't even know who invented it. I think the first time I heard it, it was in reference to, I think it might have been Pete Davidson, because apparently he is actually very well endowed. But I heard it in reference to Catherine as well. And yeah, Catherine has it too. I think it's usually attributed to men. And the reality is most women don't care about dick size, although, of course, generalities always have exceptions. But I talk to a lot of women, and most of us really do not care. In fact, we definitely don't want it to be too big because that's not fun. That can be painful. That can cause problems. The reality is if we love the owner of the dick, we love the dick. But it seems as though men care about their own dick. Even little wee boys, you pretty much have to train them to get their hands off it all the time. It could be sort of like, you know how women fret about physical flaws that men don't really care about that much? Maybe men feel that way about their dick. Now, I do know that we could hurt a man's feelings by disparaging his dick or his manhood, Johnson, schlong, pen, if you want to get Shakespearean about it. So a man who is secure in his manhood tends to be more confident and relaxed in his own skin. Hence, BDE. Anyway, Carrie and I were chatting about her days working as a bartender and server, which we sometimes do. I just love her stories. If she weren't so busy, I would get her on the podcast just to tell stories. And what I should really do is set up the recording device when we're having one of those chats and then see what I get out of it. I think it would be really entertaining. She was such a good server, and she made more money working in a bar than I made working in IT doing consulting work. She knew how to make the regulars feel special without them crossing any lines. She knew how to put someone in their place if they needed it, usually diplomatically, but also not diplomatically if the situation warranted a little firmer control. It's kind of like a dance, reading people, responding to people, adjusting with the situation. That takes confidence. It takes charisma, intuition. And I think if you can manage people in that environment as well as Carrie does, those skills translate to any industry. I don't care where you're working. If you can relate to people, adjust, work with them, make them think your ideas are theirs, get along with people, solve problems. If you can do those things, you're going to be an asset to any organization. And I said to Carrie, you've always had BDE, even as a little girl. She disagreed. But come on, just think about it. It took confidence to wear fancy dresses to school when everyone else was wearing tracksuits. Carrie didn't care. She liked dresses. She also enjoyed wearing headgear. Bows in her hair, which I did for all the girls until they were old enough to not want them. But even better, a sparkling tiara, or maybe even a helium balloon tied to the top of her head. She couldn't go to school wearing those, but we would sometimes, when we were shopping or something, she loved to walk through the mall with a helium balloon tied to her head. And everyone would look, and she just sort of wore it like it belonged there. When Catherine told her she was the princess of the ducks and bunnies, that's another example. And I think Catherine might have been in her Purple Anne character for that. Catherine used to dress up in purple from head to toe, even with this purple hoodie tied around her head. It looked really funny. And she even wore purple swim goggles. And she would put this getup on and go outside to the front door. And when I answered the door, she would announce herself as Purple Anne from Anneland. she used a different voice, a different accent. And of course, we all just went along with it. None of us would have dreamed of acknowledging that we knew it was really Catherine. She knew we knew, but we just always went along with the bit. One spring, probably sometime around Easter, it had to be Easter because this would have been an Easter-type design, Purple Anne gave Carrie a hat that she had made. And it wasn't even really a hat. It was more of a headpiece that partially covered her face. It was made with yellow crepe paper squares so that it looked fluffy. You know how you take the end of a pencil and you glue them to something and it's very fluffy looking. And Purple Anne proclaimed that Carrie was the princess of all the ducks and the bunnies, presented her with this crown, and told us that we must go to the animal farm so Carrie could greet her subjects. So, of course, off we went to the animal farm. And Carrie took the responsibility of her position very seriously. As we walked around the animal farm, Carrie, wearing the headpiece, of course, or crown, she waved at all the ducks and bunnies and even waved at the other animals. Not a childlike wave. You know how children will go, hey, you know, don't picture that. This was a somber, light bulb turning wave and a very serious facial expression. I don't know where she had seen that at that age. I honestly have no idea. But she just knew that that was how the princess should wave. She was regal. One of Carrie's teachers told me that Carrie had told her that she wasn't allowed to play in the sand or do anything dirty because it would ruin her dress, which was a complete lie. I assured the teacher that Carrie insisted on wearing those dresses and that she could get them as dirty and worn out as she liked. I didn't want the dresses to stop her from physical activity or having fun. But Carrie was a bit like me in that respect. Even though I think little girls should be encouraged to actively play in the dirt just like anyone else, I certainly never wanted to, and neither did Carrie. The difference is, when I was little, girls were discouraged from active physical play beyond skipping rope. So I had no issues. But Carrie had to make something up to get out of it. One year, she got the Pretty Pretty Princess game, either for her birthday or Christmas, I don't remember. Did she play the game? She absolutely did not. She was really too little to follow the rules of the game, but she really, really wanted it. She had seen the ads, so I got it for her. But all she did was put all the game jewelry on herself, naked, wearing nothing but boots. And then she sat in the game box, draped in all this jewelry. The entire box of Pretty Pretty Princess jewelry. Catherine used to film modeling shoots and fashion shows with the girls, and Carrie strutted down that runway like a pro. She knew how to strut when she was five. And I think it was just her confidence. It was just always there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
And she wasn't afraid to speak up in class either. I always used to tell the girls, you can disagree with people and tell them what you think as long as you say it respectfully. And that goes for teachers, me, anyone. People will shut down if you're disrespectful, or you'll have problems with the teachers. They're authority figures after all. But if you express yourself respectfully and you end up having an issue with a teacher, I can defend it. And as we were reminiscing, I asked her, were you ever sent to the office for speaking up in class? Once, she said, but the teacher was very respectful about it. The girls went to a Catholic elementary school, Carrie only until 5th grade, And apparently the teacher was talking to the class about heaven, hell, and purgatory. And Carrie asked the teacher whether our lives on earth are purgatory. It makes sense, she explained, if heaven is above in the sky and hell is below, then maybe we're on earth because we're not bad enough to go to hell and not good enough for heaven. Maybe we keep being reincarnated and put back on purgatory, earth, until we get a verdict either way. She may not have used the word verdict at the time, but knowing her, maybe she did. I never talked down to the children. I just spoke to them like regular human beings, and I think they appreciated that. It demonstrates respect for their intelligence. But anyway, the teacher apparently really didn't know how to respond. And Carrie said she suspects it was more because the other parents might be upset with this topic of discussion. But I think it's pretty insightful for a very young child. I mean, she only went there till fifth grade, so she had to be 10 or younger. I think it's very insightful for her to even think of that. And very confident to stand up and share it, trying to start an honest discussion. I think too often children lose the opportunity for their natural inquisitive curiosity at school. So asking an honest question and having a discussion about it should be encouraged. Our politicians could take a page from that book. But there are so many examples throughout Carrie's childhood. She was just a confident little girl. In secondary school, so many teachers told me that Carrie frequently initiated class discussions on a whole range of topics. And I would always say, is she respectful? Oh, she's always respectful, the teachers said, because Carrie would come home sometimes and rant a bit to me. And then I was like, and the way she told it, it didn't sound like she was being respectful, but I think that was just in her head. So that was good. And she wasn't afraid to tell the teachers what she thought. And, you know, teens have a very heightened sense of justice. If something isn't right or isn't fair, I think they have a harder time accepting it than, I mean, by the time you're my age, you've kind of been beaten down into accepting that life isn't fair. But one teacher, it was in high school, one of her high school teachers refused to let her go to the washroom one day, even though the class was just about over and she had finished her work. He told her she could wait. But a person knows their own body. And sometimes you just cannot wait. So she told him, this time rudely, that she was going and got up and left the room. On her way out, he told her to go to the office first. So, of course, she went to the office after she went to the washroom and told the vice principal that she had been sent to the office and why. I'll talk to him, the VP assured her. Not long after, she ran into the VP in the hall as she was on her way to another class. And he said, Mr. Such and Such said you were rude to him. Yes, Carrie freely admitted. Yes, I was rude to him because he wouldn't let me go to the washroom. Again, it takes a certain confidence to freely admit the truth, to admit that you've done something that certainly could be construed as wrong, even if you feel justified. Not that Carrie thought she was wrong. But she's insightful enough to understand that the teacher and the vice principal don't appreciate being spoken to rudely by a student under any circumstances. The funny thing is, it wasn't too long after that incident. She was in a bar. I know she was underage. She looks enough like Catherine that she was able to use her ID. And someone grabbed her ass. When she whirled around to tell the assaulter off, who did she see? That teacher. Mr. Such and Such. Whoa. He ran out of that place so fast and let her go to the washroom whenever she needed to after that. You got to remember, this was in the early 2000s when men still believed it was okay to grab women's bodies without permission. Jules says, here's a useful life hack. Grabbing someone by the breast or ass or grabbing them by the pussy is assault or anywhere on their bodies. Not allowed. Not even if you're a celebrity. Not even if you're a teacher. No one is supposed to be above the law, but isn't it a shame that we have to have laws for something that should be so obvious? And you know what? I have been in the workforce full-time since 1978. I've had part-time jobs on top of that. I've been to school. I've taken a lot of classes. And I can proudly say, you heard it here, that I have never, ever once grabbed any man by any body part without first procuring his enthusiastic consent. I am a fucking hero. I used to have a friend who insisted that if a girl was in a bar, he was totally within his rights to assume she was not underage. First of all, don't grab anyone's body. But secondly, you're the adult. If you want to avoid problems, protect yourself and don't make those stupid assumptions which you know perfectly well are incorrect. Oh God, here I go again, way off topic. I'm sure Mr. Such and Such was very pleased to see Carrie in class the following Monday. Lucky for him, teenage girls are not prone to gossip. Well, speaking up in class is not BDE, Carrie insisted, but I think it is. I reflect on myself as a child in comparison. I had a lot of ideas, a lot of things to say, but there was no way I would have stood up in class and said them. I wasn't brave enough to publicly express an opinion. Although that might be hard for someone who knows me now to believe. And I only raised my hand in class to answer a question if no one else had their hand up. I've never had BDE. It would be so interesting, I think, for any of us to be able to step outside ourselves and really see ourselves from the perspective of other people. Of course, depending on the perspective, different people will see different things. But I think most of us can probably name some qualities that others often or generally tell us we have. You know, friends might say, you're so funny, or you're so thoughtful, or you're so particular, something like that. If you're arrogant, though, people won't tell you because they're afraid you'll get angry with them. And in the corporate world, I've been through multiple training sessions that are intended to help people work better together in teams. In these sessions, people are encouraged to share their impressions of others constructively and for everyone to self-reflect and then role play with the goal of improving their interpersonal or soft skills. And managers will tell you things that maybe your friends wouldn't. And yes, as a child, since I wasn't confident, I shrank and made myself as invisible as possible. However, at work, I've been told I'm aggressive. I was only told I was aggressive, I think, by one woman. And I asked her, if I were a man, would you think I was aggressive? And she said, no, but Julie, you're not a man. So I don't think that counts. Because I suppose people find assertive, direct women aggressive at times, or even intimidating. I've been told I'm intimidating multiple times, which, if I'm so intimidating, how do you have the balls to tell me I'm intimidating? I never said that at the time, but think about it, that actually makes sense. But that isn't the same as BDE. Someone with BDE isn't intimidating. Their confidence makes everyone around them feel comfortable. I know Carrie can be very direct, and I didn't think to ask her whether anyone in her workplaces have told her she was aggressive or intimidating. I'll probably forget the next time I see her anyway. I was listening to an episode of Hidden Brain this morning. It's one of my favorite podcasts of many. And the topic was beauty and success. The idea is that generally, if you're really, really ridiculously good looking, you'll be more successful. People will like you better. You're paid more. You get away with more. And generally, the data shows this to be true. However, this little bit was interesting to me. Apparently, women who are attractive are viewed as less trustworthy and less competent in certain contexts, such as positions of authority or in a field that is dominated by men. I've always worked in a field dominated by men, and although I'm not beautiful, when I was young, people did generally consider me to be reasonably attractive, and I can tell that that was true because men used to be really a lot nicer to me back then. And maybe that's what was intimidating to them. But anyway, it's not the same as BDE. And I'm certainly not, nor was I ever, the kind of person who lit up a room when I walked in. I actually know that my first impression is a little off-putting. Yeah, It takes time to get used to me. And to this day, I have moments when my automatic response is just feeling like I don't belong or not being worthy. An example from just this week, someone contacted me to invite me to be a guest on their podcast. If it happens, I'll definitely let you know. But my immediate internal reaction was that I should let the person know all the reasons that I would be a boring guest and they probably really don't want me. That's where my mind went. So even though I feel as though I've really outgrown that self-consciousness, it's there, deep down, lurking beneath the surface. Same with my role in Mamma Mia. There's a part of my brain that nags at me, telling me, well, when I get there, they're going to be disappointed. Everyone else is... Anyway, I have to continually push those thoughts away all the time. It's exhausting. So trust me, if you have those thoughts, you are not alone. People who you would least expect to have them also have them. I think it's pretty common. Anyway, I do feel edgy if I go for too long without talking to my girls. So Carrie's visit and our great, grand, glorious chat, card games, and a couple of drinks was just what I needed. We do have alcohol-free tequila that we drank as well, so we wouldn't get too hammered or feel unwell the next day. It definitely doesn't taste as good as regular tequila, but it's good enough that it makes you feel as though you're having a drink. I recommend trying some of the non-alcoholic cocktails. They're really getting better. So, even though I generally present as pretty confident, intimidating even, I definitely do not have a shred of the BDE that Carrie brings to the room. But I'm oh so very happy to go along for the ride on her big dick energy. She's my heart's delight. Well, one of them anyway. Thank you for listening. If you have anything you'd like to share, email me at jewelsays@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram. I do read all my emails. Have a lovely week.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.